Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, November 6, 2019. Fight for your freedom. Let's go to Mexico. An update from what we reported yesterday. Six children, three women, murdered by drug cartel members. They've arrested some guy, some hapless guy. Now, in Mexico, do I believe the guy they arrested did it? I don't know, but there's strong doubt the Mexican government have to arrest somebody to appease the Americans. Now, this guy may be a bad guy, may be a thug, he may have got the wrong side of the law. And they go, you know, let's get Rodalgo in here, he did it. They do that. But I don't have any information that says they did. I say they're certainly capable of it. So there is a history of Mexican presidents being accused, never convicted, accused of taking bribes. President Nieto, according to El Chapo, not the greatest source of will, took $100 million from the cartels. Felipe Calderon, former Mexican president, he took money, according to some guy, I don't know. But bribery is endemic in Mexico. It's everywhere. And the cartels rule. So as we reported yesterday, President Trump asked the current president of Mexico, Obrador, who is a very weak guy, hey, will you help us fight? We'll join forces. And Obrador, Trump apparently used the word, you know, we'll wage a war on a cartel, United States and Mexico together. And Obrador said, we don't want a war. We don't believe in war. War is not good. No. Let's get the quote. I love this quote. Can I find the quote? Yes. It's not in agreement with our convictions, the war against the cartels. The worst thing is war. No, Mr. President, the worst thing is your country being rated the worst, most corrupt nation in the Western Hemisphere. That's what should be upsetting you. And the reason is the cartels. They run it. They run the show. That's, you know, if you would join with the United States and joint operation, knock these guys right out. Everybody knows who they are. It's not like they don't know them. They know. So the one thing that intrigued me, and by the way, Americans spent $150 billion on hard narcotics in 2016. This is from the RAND Corporation, last study. $150 billion. Everybody in this country who buys hard drugs is helping the cartel. Now, I know the drug addicts don't care, and the people on Wall Street who want to use cocaine at parties don't care, and the Hollywood people don't care. I know that. But they're helping the cartel. Yeah, you're buying their products. There you go. How about a boycott of the cartel, huh? How about nobody buys narcotics in the United States? Yeah. So it is for our fault, Americans' fault, because we're the market. And of course, remember from the media and from politicians, you know, drug taking is not that bad. Let's legalize pot, and then we'll legalize the other drugs too down the road, wink, wink, wink. Because you have a right to do whatever you want, and but public safety really doesn't matter anymore. Sensibilities of children don't matter. As we discussed yesterday, the horrendous child abuse is driven by substance abusers who abuse their own children. Barack Obama is nonviolent, selling, you know, fentanyl, heroin, methamphetamine, nonviolent, can't be putting him in jail for a long time. Oh, no. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call
And they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
I'm talking about Beto O'Rourke there. Now, to say that Joy Behar should be fired puts that man, and he's a gun rights advocate, a conservative man, in the same soup as the far left, the boycotters, the people who want people like me off the air. It's the same thing. Joy Behar made a joke. That was a joke. Now, would Joy Behar do it? Sure. Of course she would. This is as far left as they come. But if you are a fair person, Joy Behar has a right to make a joke about that. And if it were serious, ABC hired Joy Behar knowing she's a far left loon. They know. Walt Disney doesn't care. I mean, if you're following this story they spiked about Jeffrey Epstein, I mean, it's deplorable. But, you know, I don't even give it any coverage here on the No Spin News because this happens every day. Not to the extent of Epstein, but happens every day. I could do this around the clock. I could do a telethon every single day. These news organizations are spiking stories. Limbaugh had a good line today. He said that the impeachment proceedings will be televised next Wednesday. Thursday, they'll take a day off so the media can lie about what happened on Wednesday. You know, and it's true. True. You never, ever, in this day and age, ever, going to get the fair story. But you don't demand somebody gets fired because they say something loopy. If that were the case, CNN would be a test pattern. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
About to mail Robert, concierge member, and we are encouraging everybody to check that fine program out. Bill, I know you were not going to comment on the impeachment transcripts, but what happened with Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, to change his original testimony? How would I possibly know that? I can't, you know, that's why I cover all this. I don't know. I don't care what he says. I don't care. To me, as an American, I don't care what the ambassador to the European Union says. Doesn't matter to me. I don't know him. I don't know why he says what he said. I don't know anything about him. And I'm never going to know. Because you'll never get the honest truth about it. That's why I don't cover it. Patricia Puglisi, Westbury, New York, right near where I was raised. I just went to vote and found the same name appeared for each party, Democrat, Republican, Conservative, in each category. I don't understand that. Because nobody else is running against them, and certain parties will endorse cross lines. So you can be a Democrat and get a, you know, conservative endorsement if your platform is pleasing to them. That's not unusual. There's like four or five parties now, and each party endorses. And when they get an endorsement, it goes on a ballot. Susan Pavier, Wellesley, Massachusetts, just up in Wellesley when I was in my Boston trip. Your wise weaving of current events in the context of President Trump's past gives us a unique understanding in the United States of Trump. Many books will be written about the Trump presidency. None will be able to explain and depict him as well as you did, Mr. O. Thank you. You're welcome, Susan. Thank you for reading my book. The United States of Trump makes a great Christmas gift. I can sign them for you. And if you buy a signed book, you get a free Impeach the Media bumper sticker. And you can buy them and give them out. Impeach the Media bumper stickers. We love them. Now, I had a letter saying, would you put it on your car? I don't think I'd put it on my car. You don't want to get keyed. But I, you know, you can put it other places. You can stir it up. But just the fact that you have it is, yes. All right, when writing to us, oh, and by the way, if you read The United States of Trump and you're looking for something fun to read, paperback of Killing the Rising Sun. My father's in this book, and it's a great book. And, you know, as long as we're showing books, we get paperback Killing Jesus. But you haven't read this, or, you know. Okay. 17 million copies of my books in print. That's a lot. In fact, that's more than anybody else ever. Nonfiction. We'll see you tomorrow.